This broadcast is the property of Codependents Anonymous. Reproduction without written permission from Codependents Anonymous is not permitted.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our first podcast for 2019. The title, Are You Considering Board Service with Codependents Anonymous? Today we have two board members with us, a past service board member, and we have a new board member. The topic for today is, are you considering board service? The benefits and the responsibilities. So I'm just glad everybody's here to join us. I'm going to get right to it. Our past board member is Mary I, and our new incoming board member is Nancy O. My name is Kaga, and I am a codependent, and I've been asked to moderate and facilitate today's podcast. And I am very grateful for the service, to be able to do service for CODA. Okay, well, Mary, how are you doing today?
Thank you, Kaga. I'm fine. I'm having a good day. I'm glad I'm here and glad to be of service in this way. Thanks again.
And I want to thank you for all your past service to CODA. Thank you so much. And Nancy, I want to say to you, welcome aboard with us on the podcast and both at the World Service Board level. Go ahead.
Well, I'm really excited about being here today, too, and getting started with these podcasts. Really happy to be of service in my new role. And thank you, too, Kaga, for agreeing to do this with us.
You're absolutely welcome. Okay, well, I have a list of questions, not too long. We've tried to keep them short so that we can, you know, just get to the sort of the nitty-gritty of what this is all about. But enough time for people listening in to understand what is really involved in board service to CODA. So let me start off with first the requirements. And we'll kind of go in the order that we started. Mary, I'll let you answer first, and then Nancy can come in after you. So, are there any requirements for board service?
All right. Hi again. I'm Mary, and I'm codependent. And there are requirements that are listed out in the website and also in the fellowship service manual and in the application. But I think beyond what's on that list or in the application, I believe you need a willingness to serve with people who are at various places in their recovery, and that there are different personalities and different skill sets. You have to be able to work with that. You have to have a firm understanding of the traditions, and in particular, tradition two, about higher power and our group conscience, that ability to let go of what I want and accept the group conscience decision is really important for my service work. I also believe that the ability to speak my mind, even when no one else thought the same, had the same goal, was important to my individual recovery as well as the health of the group. When I spoke my mind, I let go of the results, and it was an easier process than trying to not speak what was really on my mind about a topic. I think those things are really important. As far as specific skills, if you have some specific skills, like you're an IT person, or you have accounting background, or some other technical skills, that's great. But anyone who wants to do service is more than welcome on the board. There are different services that you have on the board and different things that you can do. And if you don't know how, there are people there to help you. Everyone works together. It's really important that the board have a caring attitude towards one another so that we can all work together towards the same goals. For me, it was great service, and I really appreciated my time on the board. It really did allow me to grow in ways that I just never expected. So there's a lot of things that you have to do, a lot of emails you have to deal with, and you have time constraints. You don't have to feel like you have to answer everything right away. You have 7 days, and so if you need to take advantage of that, you're more than welcome to. And at first it was, I wasn't very relaxed. I didn't know what I didn't know, and I wanted to know. So the longer you're on the board, you become more relaxed, and you get used to all the emails, because, again, I'm going to say there are a lot of them. And so with that, I'll pass.
Well, thanks, Mary. And Nancy, I know that you are really coming in as our board secretary this year. I want to say congratulations. And perhaps, special things that you may have thought you had to have and don't, but things that you really do have to have when you're filling the kind of service position that you're doing for CODA. So go ahead, and I'll just pass right now. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you. Firstly, I'd just like to say that I really appreciate Mary going into so much detail, because her experience is much further than mine since she served on the board for a full 3 years. And I've just commenced. So I've been on the board only since October of 2018. And we're recording this in February. Actually, no, we're recording this in March of 2019. We just turned into March. And I just like to say that I would like to reiterate what Mary mentioned, that really having a willingness and some sense of awareness that you're being called to serve is really most important. I think we as members of Codependents Anonymous, or us codependents, we realize that we have to have a connection to a higher power. And this can pull us forward to do service work. I know that I had that calling a couple of years before I actually made the final decision to apply. I listened to that voice that kept asking and moving me forward. And so I believe that there's not just necessarily a willingness of my own to serve, but also a giving over and trusting that my higher power is moving within me, or that can be moving within you. So as far as having special skills and being able to use those, in the beginning, it was a bit anxiety provoking for me as I took on the new role of secretary. There was a lot for me to pick up. Because as secretary, you organize pretty much all of the activities going on in the board meetings and responsible for board action lists. That involves having some technical skills. We use Office 365 for doing that, but we also use Zoom meetings. So it took me a little while, probably about the first 2 months, before I started to really feel comfortable. I must add, though, that I did have some very helpful training and was coached through those first few months from the past secretary, and for which I am very grateful. And all the other incoming board members would have access to the same help and coaching from the other board members, particularly those that have been there prior to the new people. The other thing I want to add is that it was quite a bit of a commitment time-wise for me in the beginning to get up to speed. But that being said, I volunteered for that role because I have secretarial skills. And so as a new board member coming in who may not have secretarial skills and who may not be that computer literate, there are other jobs on the board that you could do. As Mary mentioned, there are lots of other tasks that can be done. Perhaps your skill is having to do with communication. You get along well with people, you can express yourself well, and represent other people well. We have a lot of board liaison roles that can be a responsibility that you can take on, that is more about making yourself available to to be at meetings and participating and communicating that back to the board. So perhaps you have another question. I think that's all I have to add on that point right now. I'm not sure if I heard you.
Oh, thank you. I was muted. You're absolutely right. I was trying to be quiet and listening attentively. So thank you for cueing me on that. So the next thing that I think that I'm interested in and is the commitment, the time. How much time does it really take that you have to commit or to doing these types of service positions for Codependents Anonymous, for our board? You know, personally, I guess it's going to be, you know, I think it's different for everybody, but personally for you, Mary and Nancy, what kind of commitment have you found? And I guess Mary would have she's got a good track record. She could tell you the ups and downs of time and what happens. And also, how has this affected your personal recovery? I think that's a pretty important thing for all of us that are working a program as we do service here. So, Mary, I'm going to ask you first, and I hope you understand. I'm a little frazzled myself today, but I feel like I'm doing good service. So, Mary, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Cara. And boy, I was really worried when I came in. I was fearful about what I didn't know and would I be able to handle the service and how much time did it mean, and what I discovered at one point I was working and then I retired. When I was working, my time commitment for CODA was much different than when I was retired, and that's true for all members of the board. They may be working, they may not. And that changes how much time you have for a commitment. And there were things that I was really passionate about that I spent a lot of time on. And, so the commitment, I would probably say in the beginning, it's a lot. It's, you know, probably 10 hours a week, maybe more. But as you go along, it is much less than that. But when it comes up towards service conference, work gets heavy, so you have to be prepared for that. And there are board meetings that are face-to-face, and you need to set aside at least 2 or 3 days for that. So that's another thing to remember. There's meetings that come, and then service conference is a whole week long, so you have to be prepared for that too. And some of the things that I really got to work on in service is boundaries. On the board, you have to have good boundaries. You have to know what time constraints you have, and you have to know, you have to be willing to let other people do things. When I don't have the time, I have to be able to let go of wanting to do everything. And so that was really good for me. And let's see. In the beginning, I tried to answer emails immediately, and I discovered that waiting was a better way. And then knowing who answered what emails was important, and I didn't have to be the only one to answer things. And so I learned a lot about that. And I also worked on throughout my service on the board and actually in general, not judging, not trying to overdo or overwork or overproduce. I had to work on those. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. And so, Nancy, you're coming in new. So what are your reflections on this question?
Thank you, Kata. With regards to time constraints, in the beginning, I was putting in an awful lot of extra time. And then I will not sugarcoat it. I put in about 20 hours a week in the beginning during those first few weeks. There was specialized training. It was reading all the manuals, getting up to speed on how to use the software, preparing for meetings, getting agendas ready, because once again, because I was the secretary, there was a lot for me to do. Things have leveled off a little bit, and I'm probably spending less time now, maybe about 10 hours a week, on doing this CODA work. But there are also some weeks that are a little bit more heavy, because you were assigned liaison roles, as well as your primary board position as a trusted servant. So you have liaison committees that you're involved with. And each one of those meets on a regular basis, probably once a month. And that could be another hour to an hour and a half once a month. But as Mary said, there are times when you have to set boundaries for yourself. And I've had to do that already a couple of times. And to be concerned with my self-care. One can, because we're codependents, and particularly myself, this is an issue. I always overdo. It's one of my character defects. I also strive for perfection and try to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And I've had to give myself permission already to not be perfect and to actually take several days off and just say, look, I'm going to be doing something else for a couple of days, or perhaps I can make a decision. I'm not going to attend a specific meeting, like a liaison meeting, because of a family event that I have to go to. And you have to be able to give yourself permission to keep living a normal life and not give up those things that are important to you, such as a family event or something that you really enjoy doing. So for me, that's about self-care. The one last thing that I'd like to touch on, though, is something that Mary mentioned about the time that it takes to respond to emails. We are all made different, and for me, in order to remember what the issue is and to be able to respond appropriately, I'm retired, so it's easier for me, but I like to respond to the emails pretty much right away. It's a habit I have from my business experience, to get things done right away, because otherwise they get lost sometimes. And for me, it's a way of making sure that it doesn't get lost and that people realize that their requests have been seen or acknowledged. But for me, it's not about just getting an answer off right away. I give it thought. I'm retired. I can do that right away, and I can answer fairly quickly. And then I can become the food for Mary's thoughts, who prefers to wait and see what others have to say and make her response a week later. So I think there's room for both, you know, people who respond fairly quickly and those who respond after others have given their input. So these people can provide additional information. Those people who respond first can provide additional information or awareness for others that help them make their decision. So I've learned to become very accepting of what others are doing. That's another thing that I've learned, being accepting of the roles others play on the board and the skill set that they bring, and understanding that we each have a different role and we each bring a different skill that adds some value to what we are trying to achieve as board members. I believe that each person on the board has something very special and unique that they bring with them to the board that makes us a cohesive group. And together, we work to move the board forward. So thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy, so much. And we're getting close to our stop time here, so we'll begin our preparing to close. I just was wondering if any of our, you know, and I'll direct this to you, Nancy, or Mary, whoever feels like they would like to answer. If some of our listeners are interested in finding out more about how to serve on the CODA board in the capacity that they would like to, or if they have more questions, how would they reach out to the board, or how would you go about applying to be a board member?
Sure, I'll answer that, Pega. If by listening to this podcast today, you've been touched by what you've heard, and then you've searched your heart and your mind and feel called to serve, or perhaps you just have some more questions, feel welcome to reach out to the board simply by sending an email and indicating your interest. The board email that you should use is boardonly@coda.org. So that's board only, all one word, boardonly@coda.org. And if you're interested in reviewing the requirements and the application to become a board member, you can go to the CODA website at www.coda.org. And to find the requirements and the application that Mary talked about at the beginning, go to the search area where they have that little spyglass and type in board main page. And then when you click the search button, you'll be brought to the information that you're looking for. Also, if you're interested in listening in on a public CODA monthly board meeting, you can find the link to those monthly Zoom meetings on the main CODA.org website page called Monthly Public CODA Board of Trustees Meetings, where you'll find the instructions on how to participate. And if you do wish to participate, it's important for you to let the board know by email that you plan on attending, and then you can be advised of these monthly meetings as well. If you want to sign up to our CODA announcements, you just click on the email sign up on the website and register, and then you'll be automatically advised of the various monthly public meetings. I'll pass with that.
Okay, well, thank you so much for all that information. It's good to know. And, you know, before we close, and I have to make amends, I forgot to start timing, and I've just, our first podcast is, the experimental one. We'll hopefully fine-tune these with upcoming podcasts, and that's my question to you again, Nancy. What can we look forward to with these podcasts?
Well, thank you. We hope to begin having more podcasts related to other opportunities to do world service, such as our world committees. We hope to have these committees come forward to be interviewed one at a time, or perhaps two at a time, to be able to share more information about what they do, and if you're interested, how to become involved. I'd also like to say that this podcast will be available on the CODA.org website indefinitely, so you can come back and listen to it again at any time. And if you think this topic would be of interest to another person, you'll then be able to forward the link to them as well in an email.
Well, that's wonderful. That's great. Okay, well, ladies, I want to thank you both for your service and your time today. Let's just go ahead and we'll close out. Thank you for your experience, your strength, and your hope. And let's close with the CODA closing prayer. And I can do that line by line if people at home are not familiar and would like to follow along or whatever. So thanks again, everybody. We thank our higher power for all that we have received from this meeting. As we close, may we take with us the wisdom, love, acceptance, and hope of recovery. Hear you next time.